You know, people talk about how they'll put on their to-do list, clean house, and it'll sit on a to-do list. And clean house, that's a big thing. Yeah. And that'll sit on your to-do list for like, I don't know, 2 weeks, whatever. But if you time block and write in your, this is what I do on the weekends, because so Monday to Friday, my schedule is ran by the meetings and things I have to do. So I'm a slave to the calendar. Saturday and Sunday come around, I wake up, I'm like, okay. I'm like, what the fuck? How does this thing work? This life. Yeah. I'm like, it's empty. I've got loads of things I know I could be doing right now, but nothing, no one telling me what to do in a life of mine where I'm told what to do every 5 minutes. So I time block on the weekends, which means clean house would become at 11 till 12, I clean the kitchen. Because then it's like time sensitive and like task specific.
Yeah.
And that's been an absolute game changer for me. And I also think in the era of working from home, where, you know, people are sat at home, they have tasks they have to complete.
Oh. It's almost like we prep for this, because like this is literally like the three-part structure of my book, which I've been like just having in my head for the last few weeks.
Perfect.
Where like step one is, how do we beat the procrastination? How do we get started with doing the thing? And part two of the book is, how do we sustain? How do we actually keep on going doing the thing? And there's just so in terms of mindset, the thing that I found that actually moves the needle is focusing on trying to make it fun. And I really like that word fun. Like, I think there's something about the word fun that is so like childish, but also fully speaks to like fun basically means intrinsic motivation. Like something is sufficiently enjoyable that you do it for its own sake, rather than for the fact that you've got a sponsor helping you or you've got a deadline or things like that. There's one story in particular that I often come back to, and that's like sometime last year I was working at the hospital. It was pandemic season, et cetera, et cetera. And I'd gotten to the end of like a 13-hour long shift, and I was just about to go home. And the nurse said to me, "Oh, Ali, can you put a cannula in this patient? Her like IV line is tissued and she needs fluids overnight." And my heart kind of sank. I was like, oh no. Like if the nurse wasn't able to put the cannula in, that means there's a patient with difficult veins. It means it's going to be hard to put this in. And I sort of had this mindset of like, all right, then fine. And sort of grudgingly took out the cannula and got all the equipment in a tray. And I like, as I was doing this, there was a patient in the bay next door where they were just like talking to a family member or something and saying, oh, you know, this hospital has been amazing. Everyone is so nice. And what a pleasure it is, you know, freaking love the NHS kind of vibes. And I realized that in that moment, I was not being like a good model internally for what I want the NHS to be and what I want a good doctor to be. And there's something that Seth Godin, who I've been following for a while, says, which is that it's the difference between have to and get to. And so I was considering as like, oh, I have to put in this cannula. And I remembered that blog post I read from Seth Godin where he said, instead of thinking of have to, think of it as get to. And I realized, oh, I get to put in this cannula. I get to make a difference in this patient's lives and life and give her fluids overnight so that she's not going to dehydrate because of her morning sickness. And just that mindset shift immediately made me feel so much better about it. And I was like, oh, I get to do this. Who cares if I've been working for 13 hours? This is fun. This is privileged. This is cool. And I put it in and we had a nice chat and I felt really great about it afterwards. And now, like, and so that's one of the mindset things that I just always come back to. If I'm finding myself not enjoying something and therefore my focus goes, I get distracted, I procrastinate. Instead of thinking I have to do this, I think I get to do this.
You are always one decision away from taking your business to the next level. And a decision that's helped me to transform my business is moving over to NetSuite, who I'm excited to say are a sponsor of this podcast. If you don't know already, NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. It's reduced IT costs because it lives in the cloud, so you can access it from anywhere. And the cost of managing and running multiple systems because it's in one unified business management suite. My team and I don't have to worry about tasks being manual and clunky, and it means that I can be more efficient and to focus on more important things like bringing you the best episodes and guests on this show. So I become one of the 37,000 companies that have already made the move over to NetSuite. NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks, so head to netsuite.com/Bartlett for a free product tour. Back to the episode. You are always one decision away from taking your business to the next level. And a decision that's helped me to transform my business is moving over to NetSuite, who I'm excited to say are a sponsor of this podcast. If you don't know already, NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. It's reduced IT costs because it lives in the cloud, so you can access it from anywhere. And the cost of managing and running multiple systems because it's in one unified business management suite. My team and I don't have to worry about tasks being manual and clunky, and it means that I can be more efficient and to focus on more important things like bringing you the best episodes and guests on this show. So I become one of the 37,000 companies that have already made the move over to NetSuite. NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks, so head to netsuite.com/Bartlett for a free product tour. Back to the episode.